in the course of writing this book, you heard some great stories from some fascinating people. And I wonder if you'd tell us about Honey G.
Honey G, one of my favorite topics in studying ethnic geographies and the formation of ethnic enclaves was Chinatown. Chinatown was 1100 Tulane Avenue, right between Rampart and what is now Loyola, and existed from the 1870s to the 1930s. They lost their lease on their main footprint and at that point moved to Bourbon Street, a 500 block of Bourbon, where from 1937 almost until the 60s or 70s, there was a tiny cluster of a couple of Chinese restaurants there. So I had long written about this and gave a couple of talks. And a couple of years ago, I got a letter from 95-year-old Honey G of that Chinese Presbyterian community that is now out in Metairie and Kenner that used to be that original population of Chinese-American New Orleanians in Old Chinatown. She had made that move to Bourbon Street, and she had this memory that she owned this little trinket shop, this little notion shop of, you know, Chinese lanterns and things like that on Bourbon. And one day, this particular man came in, and they struck up a conversation about a woman who happened to be shopping there for these fans, and they thought it might be Sally Rand, the fan dancer. And they struck up a conversation, and to her memory, she writes me a handwritten letter. At that point, the streetcar travels down Bourbon. Of course, it turns around at Desire Street and comes back on Royal Street. And it later turned out that that was Tennessee Williams. If you read Streetcar, there's that famous scene where Blanche DuBois handles and hangs a Chinese lantern bought from a shop on Bourbon Street. And of course, Tennessee Williams lived just a few doors down for a while from Bourbon Street and could hear the streetcar on Bourbon heading to Desire. And so Old Chinatown is immortalized in Streetcar Named Desire, played all over the world on any given night. And it's a living relic, once again, a vestige of New Orleans' old second Chinatown.
Oh, that's one of my favorite stories in this book.